The NBA is a star-driven league. We all know that. The NBA is more reliant on superstar players to generate interest in television ratings than any other league. If Tom Brady were to retire at the end of this season, which he won't, but if he did, the NFL would still draw big ratings next year. Major League Baseball. Baseball fans follow teams, not players. In the NBA, the audience follows players. LeBron James leaves Cleveland. The Cavs have been irrelevant ever since. In my lifetime, the torch has been passed in the NBA several times. Magic and Bird passed the torch to Jordan. Jordan to Kobe. Kobe to LeBron. The hope was, by the time LeBron James retired, he could pass the torch to Zion Williamson. Zion would take over as the new face of the NBA, lead the league the next 10, 15 years until the next once-in-a-generation player came along. That plan may never come to fruition. We haven't reached this point yet, but Zion Williamson is heading down the path of becoming one of the biggest draft busts in the history of the NBA. The NBA front office, along with an assist from the mainstream sports media and the Pelicans, they are trying to prevent this from happening, at least from a PR standpoint. Many in the media are doing their best to protect Zion Williamson. Zion's weight has been a point of contention since he was at Duke. He attended the Pelicans game against the Rockets last Saturday night, and a fan snapped a picture of him leaving the court. Zion Williamson is huge once again. Zach Lowe is reporting that Zion currently weighs 330 pounds. If that's true, it would make him one of the heaviest players in NBA history. Anytime Zion's weight is criticized, some in the media want to accuse people of fat shaming. But it's not fat shaming. People are not shaming Zion because he's fat. They are criticizing him because he's never on the court, and his weight likely has everything to do with it. The Pelicans are a mess. This franchise has major, major problems. In the span of 3 years, David Griffin has found a way to take this franchise, which was already screwed up and unorganized. David Griffin has turned this dump into a landfill. His relationship with Zion is strained. He allowed Lonzo Ball to walk to Chicago in free agency, where Lonzo is taking the skills he learned from Fred Vincent in New Orleans and having a career year with the Bulls. Yes, the situation in New Orleans is not ideal. It's less than ideal for Zion. Yes, he likely is lacking motivation to return quickly to a team that is sitting at the bottom of the Western Conference and has absolutely no chance of making the playoffs. Now, I don't usually come to the defense of David Griffin, but the Pelicans have done everything in their power to help and protect Zion Williamson. They kept this latest injury under wraps the entire offseason. They altered their staff to accommodate Zion. They hired a culinary specialist to help Zion eat right. David Griffin has petitioned the NBA front office about how Zion gets the shit beat out of him during games, and he's not protected by referees like other star players. Hell, David Griffin got fined $50,000 for criticizing league officials. David Griffin has done a lot of things wrong, but he's also tried to keep Zion healthy and on the court. But at some point, Zion Williamson has to stop being protected and accept responsibility for his own career. Zion Williamson is in his third season. He's played a total of 85 games. Now, sure, when he's on the court, he's one of the best players in the NBA. The problem, of course, he's never on the floor. It's kind of hard to become the face of the NBA when your face is never seen. The excuses made by some in the media are not helping. Shaq weighed 325 pounds when he was Zion's age. Yeah, well, Shaq was also 6, maybe 7 inches taller. Shaq was also available for the majority of the games the first 10, 11 years of his career. His first 3 years, Shaq played in 241 regular season games. Zion, 85. So the Shaq excuse does not work. I've seen others blame Zion's weight on the injuries that he's went through. He's unable to do cardio, so obviously he's going to gain weight. That's bullshit. Kenny Smith called this bullshit out too. TMZ caught up with him and asked him about Zion's weight. Kenny Smith said the solution's simple. Eat less and eat right. Seems pretty obvious to me. If Zion were really committed to getting back on the floor, wouldn't eating right be step number one? If his injury is preventing him from working out or doing cardio, wouldn't he be focused on the one thing that he can control? In the history of the NBA, there have only been four players that were 6'10 or less and weighed more than 280 pounds. Glenn Davis, Robert Traylor, Jahidi White, Oliver Miller. Now, what do those guys have in common with Zion Williamson? Nothing except struggling with weight. Zion Williamson is the only superstar caliber player on that list. Those other guys were role players. They all struggled with injuries throughout their career, and their careers were cut short because of their consistent weight issues. It is not sustainable, especially with Zion's style of play, to have a long NBA career at his current weight. It's just not possible. He can't do it. But here's the thing. The weight here is not the problem. The weight is the symptom to the problem. Zion Williamson's weight, it is not going to be the reason if he becomes a bust. Like I said, it's going to be the symptom. The real problem here, something very few people are addressing, is Zion's mentality. Trainers, coaches, front office execs, they can teach young superstar players many things. They can teach them how to win at the NBA level. They can teach mechanics. They can teach proper diet, conditioning. They can't teach work ethic. You look at the all-time greats in the NBA, they all have one thing in common, strong work ethic. Kobe Bryant would have been a good NBA player on talent alone, but Kobe is a legend because of his work ethic. Michael Jordan, same thing. LeBron James, same thing. Charles Barkley didn't have the work ethic. I mean, Charles Barkley wasn't lazy by any stretch, but he didn't have the same work ethic as Jordan, Kobe, those guys, and he never won a ring. Zion Williamson being consistently overweight, to me, it signifies lack of effort, laziness, poor work ethic. That is not something that will change with a change in scenery. If Zion were traded to the Knicks, his poor work ethic will be traded along with him. The only thing he can control at this point is his work ethic, eating habits, and health. And he's failing at all three. You look at his injury history, going all the way back to his AAU days in high school, and every injury was caused by his weight. When you're being paid over $10 million a year, people expect you to be healthy. Tearing an ACL or some freak injury, that's one thing. But consistent injuries that have everything to do with being out of shape, your conditioning, that's different. Zion Williamson can blame the organization all he wants. And look, the Pelicans hold plenty of blame here. They have screwed up, no doubt about it. Zion can blame his unhappiness in New Orleans for his lack of motivation. He can blame the hiring of Stan Van Gundy. He can blame David Griffin for allowing Lonzo to walk. But at some point, the blame has to fall on Zion Williamson. This is his career. And if he doesn't find some work ethic and get healthy, get his weight under control, he will be considered one of the biggest busts in NBA history. It is establish a legacy or bust for this kid. A career as a role player, that's not going to cut it. There was too much hype surrounding him entering the league. Kwame Brown had a long career in the NBA as a role player. He's considered the biggest bust in NBA history. That is going to be Zion Williamson if he's not careful. All right, let me know what you guys think. Is Zion Williamson heading towards bust territory? Do you agree that he shoulders the blame for where his career's at right now? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.